Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're here for an Odyssey World premiere with the one and only Kane Brown. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing so good, and it's so good to see you in person finally after being on Zoom the last couple of years. But how are you guys? How are your cutie little girls doing?
They're great. Growing. Yeah. And yeah, it's just been good.
That's awesome. It's crazy. I feel like I just talked to you right after you guys had announced that you'd had Cody, and then I saw a picture of you holding that. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's already grown so much.
Yeah, she's huge. I think she's gonna be bigger than King was or is. And I mean, she's already in her cousin's, and he's close, and he's 9 months old, and she just turned 4 months
really?
Old.
Really? Oh, that's so sweet, though. How's Kingsley doing? Is she still, like, enjoying all of her roles as big sister?
Oh, yeah. Yep, and she's starting to talk now. You don't always know what she's saying, but you can understand her a little more.
I would say, it's got to be nice, like, as a dad, like, you now that you know what she kind of needs to be able to help
her.
You
know why she cries now.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you get a little bit of a reason you can help her a little bit more. So talk to me, this brand new song, new single, Like I Love Country Music. Why did you want this to be the next single?
I've been saying this for a long time, just wasn't 100% sure. And I've had this song since 2017.
I was going to say, it's an
or
older
is it 17
one,
17
right?
or 19, yeah. So I've had it since 2019, and we cut it. It's been mastered, and we just weren't in love with it anymore, and we didn't know what it was. So I went back just recently on this last tour, and we're listening to the demo, and it just hit a lot different. And everybody was listening to it that hadn't heard it. They're like, "What is this?" And it was stuck in everybody's head. So we went back in, recut it, and made it hit harder in the chorus, and I re-sang it, and now it just feels great.
Does that happen to you sometimes, like where you've spent too much time with a song, like you can't hear it for what it was, or like you it's hard to hear it differently?
No, not really. As long as you change it and it sounds better.
Yeah.
But I mean, even I have another song that's gonna go on there my fans have been asking for. I've had it since 2015.
Really?
Yeah, played it in my shows. I opened with it the whole tour. So it'll be great to get that one out too.
I was gonna say, because you've played this one at live shows before, like people have kind of like heard this, they've known that you've had this uncut song that they've loved. What's the reaction been like in the past when you've played it?
It was good, you know. I it wasn't out, so it was cool to notice how fast people caught on to the chorus, because it's pretty simple and pretty catchy. And you know, now that I said I was putting it out, people have messaged me and be like, finally, like I've been waiting years for this. So it's cool and very exciting. We're getting it out there.
That's awesome. Talk about the involvement that Brooks and Dunn had with this and like being a part of the song.
So I was honestly shocked they were jumping on it, and because, you know, usually to get somebody in the studio, it's got to be a whole feature. So Ronnie and Kicks both came in and sang one line a piece on the song, and it's crazy like how impactful it is.
Yeah,
like talking about somebody's song and then they're on it just repeating what they've already done, and it's just cool listening to it now.
I was gonna say, that's gotta be pretty wild to know that you could like call up Kix and Ronnie and that they would show up for you, like not even a whole song, just like a single line that they would come in and do that.
I feel like that's more powerful than, you know,
definitely.
It's cool.
That's awesome. We love the song. It's so great. And then I know a new single always brings the question of like, what's the latest update on the album? I know album is done, right? Mm-hmm. So what are you guys thinking?
It's definitely coming this year. I don't know the exact month. But I am excited. I think it's going to be the best album I've ever released, and I hope everybody loves it as much as I do.
What do you feel like? Is there like a concept for this record, or a vibe, or an aesthetic, or like where have you kind of landed with it?
I don't know. I will say I feel like it is very country rooted. There's a lot of songs that are a little bit heavier.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I feel like it's definitely, it almost sounds like a live album, kind of, with instruments that are on it. And that's what we were going for. So it kind of sound, it'll be like, if you come to my show, that's what you're listening to on the album.
That's awesome. And then I know a lot of people have been really excited about this song that you've teased a little bit, a duet with your wife, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. You've got to be really excited, like, to be able to get that out pretty soon.
I'm pumped for that one. If it all goes as planned, I want this song to, you know, do very well for me and move kind of fast. So then we can go to the album, and hopefully mine and her song will be like the lead single off of releasing the album.
That's awesome. That's so exciting. I'm sure she's really excited too.
She's pumped. She's scared though.
I was going to say, was she kind of, because she like had a career as an artist before. So was she like, how did she feel getting back into the studio and working on stuff with you?
She just loves to sing. So she doesn't like to, you know, be in the spotlight. So like if it, you know, blows up how I think it's going to blow up, I was like, they're going to ask you to do award shows. And she's like, no.
She would do amazing at that, though.
I think we would both be nervous because she has bad anxiety that she would just freeze up. But I know that if she did do it, she would kill it.
That's awesome. And then you've got a huge show coming up this weekend, like your homecoming to Chattanooga, playing a stadium. How are you feeling about that?
I'm pumped. I think this is the most excited I've been for a show in a while. Haven't been home in 6 years to play. Just wasn't ready yet. And then feel like we are now, and then we got the I believe it's the biggest show for a single artist that's ever been done in Chattanooga.
That's really awesome. Are there any places that you're like excited to hit up while you're home for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm gonna go down 3 days early and just you know, go see some family, go see some friends, play basketball, maybe go golf with a couple people, and just let everybody know I'm back home.
Do you feel nervous at all about playing a show in your hometown? Like, that's a little bit different. There's a lot more people that you know that you could potentially lock eyes with.
Yeah. No, I used to. Like, if it was any other time, I probably would, but I feel like I'm ready now.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I'm so excited for you. Love the new single and can't wait to hear more.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.